Welcome to Help and Hope, a weekly podcast from CCEF. This week we take a break from our usual topical podcasts to give you a glimpse into the teaching ministry of CCEF. One of CCEF's greatest blessings is God's provision of our wonderful faculty. In this podcast, we've asked three of those teachers, Ed Welch, David Pallison, and Julie Smith-Lowe, to tell us something about the courses they teach for both CCEF's online and on-site counselor training. Even if you never plan to take one of our courses, we think you'll be inspired and challenged by the passion of these teachers for their subjects. Let's begin with Dr. Ed Welch, author of Running Scared and several other best-selling books.
I teach a course called Counseling Problems and Procedures, and the course is more or less broken up into two parts. The first part is just real ordinary problems that everybody has, from just suffering, pain, shame, guilt, anger, fears, those kinds of problems. Our goal there is to see how the scripture just goes so deeply into those. Because the scripture sometimes is dealt with in a fairly superficial way with fear, such as, don't be afraid. End of story. Well, there's a world of teaching that Jesus has behind do not be afraid. We try to unpack that. The second half of the course is taking a look at problems that are not identified as we know them today in Scripture. Things like bipolar, things like depression, schizophrenia, more unusual problems that we might not have experienced ourselves. But the wonderful opportunity there is, how can we take these new problems that weren't necessarily anticipated by the biblical writers, and see how Scripture encompasses them and not only understands them, but understands them better than the sophisticated material that we can find on a lot of this data. So they're both personal. One clearly addresses your own heart, because we all have these particular problems. The other, when we're encountering more unusual problems, it leaves you really enthusiastic that God's Word is really more sufficient than we once thought. I'm teaching the Counseling Problems and Procedures course now, and as a result, the topic of depression is in my mind. That's what I just taught. And what sticks with me in the topic of depression is how the Scripture comes so gently to a person who's in the pit of despair. It lifts them up and gives them a direction that, believe it or not, especially for somebody who's depressed, it offers hope. It offers meaningful and profound hope. So that's what I'm taking with me today. Overall, I think what I take with me from Counseling Problems and Procedures is I start thinking about individual people, and I want to love them wisely. That's where I usually end up. I want my students to be persuaded that the gospel of Christ speaks more deeply to the issues of life than they once thought. I want them to be dazzled by how Scripture speaks so powerfully to unusual problems.
Next, we'll be hearing from Dr. David Pallison, author and counselor with over 30 years' experience.
I teach a course called Dynamics of Biblical Change, and I have been teaching this course for 30 years. I love teaching this course. This course is something that it is about what it means to be a human being. It's what it means to be a Christian. And I have myself, in a sense, this course registers and expresses how I myself have grown up as a Christian. I started teaching it when I was a 5-year-old Christian, and I am now a 35-year-old Christian. So there is a lot of water that has gone under the bridge. A lot of life that has been lived and struggled with and wrestled with to understand and to grow in. And the dynamics of biblical change expresses the fruits, in that sense, of all that God has done in my own life. So I bring to it just I don't like the word passion sometimes for this, because it sounds too cheap, but I bring to it the earnestness of what it means to me to be a Christian. So what does the course do? If I had to put in a nutshell what the dynamics of biblical change is about, I would point to Paul's words in the beginning of 1 Timothy, where he says to his beloved friend, his child in the faith, Timothy, the aim of our teaching, our instruction, is love that comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. And there is in that a summary of the entire goal of what it means to be a Christian. Paul is an apostle of Jesus. He's a messenger boy. He's an ambassador. He's a guy that gets sent with a message from the man in control. So Paul is reflecting what Jesus' goals are for what it means to be a Christian, for what the very center of ministry is. And the center of it is that we would become people who actually love. And that love actually comes from, as Paul says, a pure heart, good conscience, sincere faith. That is a change worth wrestling about. And in the course, we don't simply talk about change process. We don't simply talk about the theory of progressive sanctification. We get into the actual process of the changing. And what does that look like? How is it that we become people who, instead of being so cussedly self-centered, actually in some manner or other, start to love other people? Start, again, to some of the flags of that. Start to actually consider the interest of another human being besides myself. That is major progress in becoming a human being and growing up as a Christian. Love is patient. Love is kind. I put love is patient and love is kind together in that they play different meanings of the phrase that love is in it for good. It's in it for the long haul, patience, and it's in it to do something constructive, to be helpful to another person. It's kind. And where does that come from? You know, that it comes from, and then the three things Paul says in the second half of that verse are, they're all different ways of talking about our relationship with God. A pure heart is a heart that has been delivered from all the other idolatries and loves and beliefs that would corrupt us. And a good conscience is an inner life that actually evaluates life the way it is. I come to a self-understanding that is true. I understand God the way God really is. I understand other people. I understand my sufferings. The conscience is how we evaluate everything. And a sincere faith is a human being who is living his or her life with respect to God. It means it's what the Psalms do, that our joy is rightly calibrated, our neediness is calibrated, our ability to take refuge is calibrated, that we are essentially transformed in all these ways that have to do with our vertical relationship with the Lord. When I think about this course, something that sticks with me is, how do I understand and live the way that God actually engages us in real life? How do I understand myself? How do we understand ourselves? How do we understand all the pressures, disappointments, struggles, influences that come at us? One of the things about biblical change that people often don't think about is that God never just lifts us out of our life context. He is the author of our life context. So sufferings, influences, all those voices that beguile us, all those hardships that beset us, those are things that aren't just blown away as though we need to ignore them and just meet God on the mountaintop. They're actually the context in which we come to know the living God. And those very things that are life hardships are the places where people learn to love, people learn to trust, people learn to have a sincere faith. So we want to look at the way a person understands God and ourselves and our world, but in a way that is always pulling that, in no way sticking up in the clouds, but always pulling that right down to where we live. And one of the things that means in this particular course, Dynamics of Biblical Change, is we don't just talk about change, we do the changing. The center of the course is a self-counseling project. So we look at a real live issue in our lives, and we take it apart, put it back together, and talk about it, think about it, pray about it, work through the process of actually becoming different people in the context of what is a quote-unquote class.
Finally, Here's Julie Smith Lowe, a licensed professional counselor specializing in women's issues, children, and conflict resolution.
The course is Human Growth and Development. It's also called Counseling Children and Adolescents, which is a more appropriate understanding of what the class is about. So it's really about counseling, how to counsel children, how to counsel teens, and how to counsel families, the approach of families. The main gist of it is to really think practically about what does that look like when you have a child or a teenager or family in your office. How do you interact with them? How do you proceed? How do you think well about issues with children and teens? How do you think thoughtfully about how to engage families in counseling? And then what's good, just good methodology in working with kids and youth? I think way too often we rely on very adult-like conversations with children and teens in counseling instead of kind of stepping down to their level and creating an environment in which they're free to talk and explore their thoughts and feelings about things. Probably the most rewarding thing in teaching this class is there are a lot of students, master's students, seminary students, parents, adults who come into the class who have to take it, and they come in saying, all right, I have to take the class, and they have no desire in working with children or youth. And the most rewarding thing about it is when at the end of the class I have someone come up to me and say, you know, I actually feel like I could do this. I could work with a teenager. I could work with a child because I've been given tools to do that. I've been given a way to think about it. And that's what excites me when I get done teaching the class. I guess one of my mantras is just be an expert at knowing the child in front of you. So we talk a lot about areas like fears in children, ADD, divorce, but so much more important to know the child, to understand how they think and operate and their perceptions of the world so that you can go in and reinterpret that and help them. So when it comes down to it, it's that thoughtfulness about knowing the person in front of you rather than just knowing a skill or a method or a label for a problem. I have four children of my own, so it humbles me. It often convicts me. I often leave a conversation and go home and say something to my husband about, we need to do this differently. Or I grow to appreciate my children a lot more and just relish the period of life they're in. So it's very hard for me to teach the class without being challenged personally.
We hope you enjoyed this brief glimpse into the teaching ministry of CCEF. In a future podcast, we'll present more of our classes. Did you know that CCEF offers these classes and many more, both on-site here in Philadelphia or online right where you live? Whether on-site or online, you get the same great material taught by the same dedicated teachers, some of whom you heard today. To find out more about both on-site and online counselor training, go to www.ccef.org and click on training. Thank you for listening today. Please come back next week for more help and hope.